Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight.
Drive on air.
Friday night, yaggedy yak.
Don't go back.
Oh, good morning. This is KSDP Radio, and we're talking about mythical creatures. I'm Raven, and the panel today is...
Whitney, Shauna,
Bianca,
Ariane,
Mr. Gerald.
Okay, we're going to start with everybody's favorite mythical creatures. Whitney, what is yours?
Definitely unicorns.
Why unicorns?
Because they're so beautiful and...
Has a pointy thing on their head.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I just like unicorns.
Shauna, what is yours?
What's the thing that has wings and it's like a horse, but it's like an eagle at the same time?
Pegasus.
A Pegasus, because it's like totally awesome. It like flies and it could like, except for this large talons. I just like, and maybe that thing that's on Harry Potter that like flies.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The secret.
Yeah, those are cool too.
What is your favorite?
Mermaids.
Ooh.
I want to be a mermaid.
I'm going to catch one.
It'd be cool to be a mermaid. I love to swim.
Raylene, do you have a favorite?
Mine's Care Bears.
The Care Bears?
Yeah.
Which Care Bear is your favorite? Like, which color?
Oh, the dark blue one.
Is that one the Grumpy Bear?
I think so. I don't know. I haven't been watching my episodes lately.
Gotta catch up on them.
Yeah.
Mr. Gero, what's your favorite?
Mine is the phoenix, which was the bird in Harry Potter.
Because it never dies.
Well, and it's born of its own ashes. So it's kind of neat.
What's that called?
It recreates itself.
Reincarnates itself?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite is vampires.
I like vampires.
Like in Twilight. Okay. Can we have a song now, please?
A former talk show host, everybody knows his name. He said there's no doubt about it, it was a myth, the fingerprints. I've seen them all, and man, they're all the same. Well, the sun gets weary and the sun goes down, ever since the watermelon, and the lights come up on a blackhead town. Now somebody, well, it's not just me and it's not just you. This is all around the world. Out in the Indian Ocean somewhere, there's a former army post, abandoned now just like the war. And there's no doubt about it, it was the myth of fingerprints. That's what that old army post was for. Well, the sun gets bloody and the sun goes down, ever since the watermelon, and the lights come up on the black pit town. Somebody said, what's a better thing to do? Well, it's not just me and it's not just you. This is all around the world. Over the mountain, down in the valley, lives the former talk show host. Far and wide his name was known. He said there's no doubt about it, it was the myth of fingerprints. That's why we must learn to live alone. Thank you.
Okay, we're back, and now we're going to talk about dragons. Dragons are mythical creatures commonly described as large and powerful, fire-breathing creatures, typically with magical powers and spiritual qualities. These creatures have been a part of legendary stories and myths for thousands of years, and most countries have their own versions of dragon tales. Folk legends about dragons have been passed down for generations in many civilizations. As these stories were handed down through the years, the story becomes more fantastic, marvelous, and more often exaggerated. Dragons are believed to have been able to survive almost anywhere, from the ruins of the earth to the downreaching parts of the ocean. In legendary myths, dragons were generally described as fierce, evil, and destructive, like the guard princesses. Okay, what do you think about dragons, Whitney?
I thought dragons were real.
How about you, Shauna?
I think dragons are cool because when I was little, there was this movie, I can't think of the name now.
Was it called Camelot?
I don't think so.
And it had the dragon had two heads?
This is when it's like this boy, he like found this boy and like he like had a lighthouse. He had like a lighthouse. Pete the Dragon. I used to watch that all the time. I don't know.
That was like the cartoon.
Yeah, like he's a cartoon. Everybody else is real. I thought it was cool when I was little. And I like Dragon Tales because they're awesome.
Yeah,
and they're cuddly.
Something here and there and everywhere.
Let's Google it. You can sing it
for us. I'm not singing it. I sang yesterday.
Okay, Bianca, what do you think of dragons?
I think they're cool looking, I guess. I don't know. I used to think they were real when I was little.
Oh, and I like the dragon on Shrek because she's in love with Donkey.
And they have flying donkey dragon babies.
Mutant babies. Mm-hmm. Raylene, what do you think of dragons?
They're real.
Have you seen one?
No.
Oh, do you want to?
Yeah.
There's a Komodo dragon.
Oh,
if it bites you, you're dead. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're poisonous.
Can it breathe fire?
No.
Oh, that's...
We should put something... We should get one and put stuff in its mouth, like put lighter fluid or alcohol in its mouth and, like, tell it to spit out.
Well, anybody can hold breathe a lighter. Fire then, okay.
Well, yeah, like them little crazy fire dancers.
But it'd be cool to see a dragon breathe fire.
Yeah.
What's that movie where it's, like, England and the dragon destroys everything? They live in a castle.
So, like...
Is that
I was gonna say, is that Godzilla?
No.
No, why is it a cartoon?
I think it's got like Heath Ledger in it, doesn't it? It's
Heath Ledger's
didn't
in
he die?
Knight's Tale.
Yeah, but was it a Knight's Tale? It was something with the dragon. I just remember
London?
That. It's like in England, and there's a castle. You know what I'm talking about?
Where they're like
and
all hiding away.
Exactly.
Or, and then like they have to hide, and then I don't know, like they're taking over everything pretty much, and they
it's
have
like
to hide away in like in a little dungeon.
Yes. That's the movie. I can't remember what it's called.
Me neither.
But it's a movie about dragons.
Cool. I haven't seen too many dragon movies.
Pink the Dragon is still the best.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you have it, Mr. Giro?
I
want
to watch it.
Oh, okay. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about another mythical creature.
Like fairies?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Rock it.
Okay, we're back. Now we're going to talk about fairies. Fairies are generally described as human in appearance and having magical powers. Their origins are less clear in folklore, being variously dead or some form of demon, or a species completely independent of humans or angels. Folklorists have suggested that their actual origin lies in a conquered race living in hiding, or in religious beliefs that lost currency with the advent of Christianity. My favorite fairy would have to be the fairy godmother from Cinderella. Mr. Giroux, what's your favorite fairy?
Ooh, I liked the fairy from Sleeping Beauty, and they kept changing her dress color. Hilarious, or when they were making her dress.
Like the three little fairies. The three colors that go poof. And they have like really weird names.
Yeah.
That one's really fat.
They're neat. I like them. If I have to pick a mythical fairy, you know, cartoon version, that's my, you know, I go with that one.
Well, then what's your favorite real fairy?
You mean like, do I see them? No, I'm not crazy.
I thought fairies had names. They said they look like people.
And Raven looks.
Whitney, what's your favorite fairy?
I hate Tinkerbell, though.
She likes the Tooth Fairy. It's your favorite fairy.
Yeah, the Tooth Fairy, because it gives me money.
Shauna, what's your favorite fairy?
My favorite fairy would have to be the one fairy off of Tinkerbell, the lady that, like, can, like, scoop up, like, water and, like, make rainbows. And then the one that can, like, catch light, and she, like, makes stars and sunshine and stuff. I think they're cool.
Bianca, what's your favorite fairy?
My favorite fairy are the fairies from the Fairly Odd Parents. Because they're funny and they don't know what they're doing.
They just blow stuff up all the time.
Good show. Thanks, Marshall.
They could be the creatures that come from, like, the people living in hiding. Because they're goldfish to start with.
What?
Yeah.
Huh? Fairly Odd Parents. Oh, they're goldfish.
Fairies start as goldfish.
They wear little crowns.
Yeah.
Raylene, what's your favorite fairy?
I agree with Bianca and Mr. Giroux. I like their fairies.
Okay.
Sleeping Beauty. Coolest fairies ever.
And they get big at the end, don't they?
I don't know.
And go to the wedding?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not really sure.
I
like the reason I like the name Aurora. It's like the only reason.
I like the name too, Miss Rogero. Except for there was this girl named Aurora.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, she was so
we
weird.
Have video footage of her.
She had a very light voice.
I only saw her once and I knew she was weird.
Yeah.
Okay, back to fairies.
Okay. Fairies have wings and they can fly. Various animals have also been described as fairies. Sometimes this is a result of shape-shifting on part of the fairy, and some could be, like, a selkie, which is seal people, or a kelpie, and various black dogs.
Your dog fairy?
Yes.
That'd be cool if my dog
Do you have a black
fairies.
Dog?
Yes, I have a black dog, but he's not a fairy as far as I know.
How do you know?
Maybe he shapeshifts while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
I think my dogs are fairies.
He's on a lead, and he winds himself around the same tree every day, so I'm pretty sure he's kind of stupid. So I really don't think he's a fairy. Okay.
Maybe
okay.
He just does it to distract you from his fairiness, and she's like, oh, she'll never guess if I wrap around the same tree every day.
I think he just does it to make me mad, but okay.
Okay, well, let's take a break.
Everything is never as it seems. Cause I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs as they tried to teach me how to dance. A foxtrot above my head, a sock hop beneath my bed. The disco ball is just hanging by a thread.
Talking about vampires now. Vampires are basically just bloodsuckers. And to identify them, they can be found using one of many elaborate rituals. One method of finding a vampire's grave involved leading a virgin boy through a graveyard or church grounds on a virgin stallion. The horse would supposedly balk at the grave in question. Generally, a black horse is required, though in Albania, it should be white.
I think we should all go find a vampire. With a virgin boy and a virgin stallion. It's kind of weird.
Where are you getting your information from?
Wikipedia.
Well, I think vampires are real because there's so many shows about vampires. And I think humans themselves could be vampires, because all you gotta do is, like, bite somebody, or, like, if you have a cut, and, like
drink
you know
their
how
blood.
You, like, suck the blood off. Or, you know, people, like, that like giving hickeys, because that's, like, sucking the blood practically.
Sick.
I watched a primetime show, I think, and it was talking about these people who thought they were vampires. Like, they believed it, and then people would, like, sacrifice themselves as vampire food. Like, the people would sit on the street, and they'd be like, okay, I'm a vampire. Would somebody like me to suck their blood? Because I'm hungry.
How'd they break through their skin?
They'd cut it.
No, then they're not vampires.
Okay. Well, yeah, they'd cut it, and they'd suck these random people's blood.
I have really sharp these teeth.
I know, but they're not long enough.
They're longer than the rest of my teeth.
They're not. I'm looking at your teeth right now. They're not.
They're pretty sharp.
Okay, they're sharp, but if you were to, like, go like this,
my
you're gonna leave teeth marks all over them.
Are mine long enough?
One is.
I'm probably get like two dots and suck the blood out. I swear to God.
Raven,
I have
the lopsided vampire. You know you've been attacked by her because you only have one tooth mark.
I think vampires should leave bite marks, not to stab wounds.
Yeah, I think so too. They do on TV shows and movies.
Yeah.
It's only like the cartoon or Dracula that leaves perfect two little teeth marks.
Because that would be physically impossible, because how are you supposed to get your front teeth or your top teeth to stab in because your bottom teeth have to push it up?
Well, supposedly, if you watch these shows, those teeth grow, and then they, like...
Stab them.
Like, I saw Angel, that show, or Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Angel, but he still don't grow, do they?
I have no idea. Their faces change. It looks weird. Like,
I watched that when we were on close-up, actually.
Yeah, all puffy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it was close-up that the TV down in the lobby had Angel playing on it. Because it has the guy with bones, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
I love bones.
She's not mythical.
I found a description and some common attributes of vampires. Okay, vampires were usually reported. I'm choking. Vampires were usually reported as bloated in appearance and ruddy, purplish, or dark in color, often due to the recent drinking of blood. Blood was often seen seeping from their mouth and nose, and... when it was seen in its shroud or coffin, its left eye was often open. It would be...
Wait, your left or their left? I'm sorry, I didn't make fun of it. Go, keep going.
Okay, it was often found in the linen shroud it was buried in, and its teeth, hair, and nails may have grown somewhat, though in general, fangs were not a feature.
So, fangs aren't a vampire thing. So I won't be a lopsided one.
So...
No, I've totally forgot that vampires slept in coffins. Like, what's that one show? You ever see The Little Vampire?
I thought vampires didn't sleep.
I thought that was a cute movie.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
They have to hide from the sun.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a shame we don't have, like, places where there are no windows. I mean, you have to live in a coffin. Like, you can't just live in a basement.
Because or a cellar. Or
something could, like...
closet.
And then the light would come in and
then
die.
You could be like Edward and go
out
with slut.
And
yeah.
Sparkle.
Like glitter.
Like a fairy.
Okay, on the Vampire Diaries, they have these rings that some witches made for them. Yeah, I believe all this. But anyways, if they wear the ring, they could go out in the sun. And then there's like sparkle. These plants, like these herbs called vervain. That people could put in their drinks and stuff and drink it, so when a vampire bites them, it's, like, gross. And they can make necklaces and stuff out of the vervain plant so that they're, like, immune to the vampires. So the vampires can't compel them.
It's like wearing onions or garlic.
I guess so.
Necklace.
On True Blood, there's a hepatitis D. And, only humans have it, and if a vampire, like, sucks on their blood when they have it, they get sick for, like, a month. It's kind of weird.
Sick.
Raylene, what's your opinion on vampires?
I don't know. I've never seen one before, but it'd be really nice to meet one.
You mean, like, as it was killing you?
like, no!
You're like, hey, what's your name?
Edward's family doesn't kill people. Yeah.
I'm gonna be a werewolf and kill him.
I see. I like werewolves better.
Yeah.
Because they're better looking.
They are.
I like the vampires.
Me too.
Which is kind of strange.
But the werewolves are just so buff. They'll kill you. Those vampires.
And they won't have those shirts on.
I know.
And they don't sparkle in the sunlight.
You notice that their pants are like all ripped up.
Cut,
yeah.
They're wearing Bermuda shirts.
Jean
Bermuda shirts. Mr. Gero, can
we
go on a vampire
too,
hunt?
Really think
except for werewolves have bad tempers.
You didn't believe
yeah.
their girlfriends.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry. The movie did not convince me that it was real.
Okay. I think Bella's a bad word.
Radio, okay.
Okay, let's
hey,
take a break.
Hey, that wasn't on the list, you know.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure.
dancing with the wind. And the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Buy all of the guns and what's in. Exploding for space.
Tomorrow, we're gonna go ahead dig four mythical creatures.
Yeah, here, I'm gonna give you all a plastic spoon, and we're gonna go hunting for mythical creatures.
Okay, but we're gonna catch fairies in jars
and shake them up. Vampires with stallions and kids.
Well, anyways, do you think that we could find a mythical creature tomorrow?
Yeah. I think it'd be cool.
I don't think
we
so.
We can so do it.
That's why it's called mythical creature.
But maybe it's just called
Zero's basement.
Maybe it's just called mythical because no one's ever seen them.
Is there like a secret door to the secret basement that I don't have? I can't find it.
It's a cellar.
My apartment is like as big as this room, and I'm trying. There are no doors I haven't explored. Okay.
Do you have a bookshelf?
Yes. But I put it there myself.
What if you so have a crayon where... that you draw on the floor and then
a door,
well, door appears.
What's that on?
I think I have labyrinth or something like that.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah. No, it's not.
No, in Beetlejuice they draw a door to like the in between. Yeah.
It was a good movie.
Is it?
I like that movie. I like Harold and the Purple Crayon.
Pan's Labyrinth. Yeah, that's it. Yep.
But I don't know. It'll be hard to catch a mythical creature, but I think they could possibly be real. But I don't know about the catching them part. That's why they're mythical. They want to stay mythical. And they've been mythical forever, so I think they're pretty good at being mythical and not being found.
What movie is that where, like, if there's like, a part where you... Oh, that one movie with that kid, and he has a twin. Oh, what is that called? It's a book, too.
Yay, twins?
What happens to them?
It's like they move to this new house, and then... He finds this book, Spiderwick.
Oh, Spiderwick Chronicles.
Yeah.
I've not seen the movie, but I've heard of the book.
Like, after he reads the book, he could see, like,
a special goblin glass thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
Wrap it up.
Okay. Well, I still think they're all real, kinda. Most of them.
But
Okay.
Yeah. And we're coming back next week for the last radio show of the year.
Which will be?
It's gonna be about school memories.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.